Residents on streets in or near Bloomington school zones may see reduced speed limits and flashing beacons by the year 2020. Neil Copper is a project engineer with the City of Bloomington Planning and Transportation Department. Speaking in last night's Bloomington City Council meeting, Copper said safety is the primary driver of the proposed code changes.
If a pedestrian is hit by a motor vehicle that's traveling at 20 miles per hour, 9 out of 10 times that pedestrian will survive. 1 out of 10 times the pedestrian won't survive. But if a pedestrian is hit by a motor vehicle at 40 miles per hour, only 1 out of 10 pedestrians will survive that crash. It's also worth noting that the pedestrians least likely to survive are the young and the elderly.
Under the proposed code changes, speed limits on select streets within school zones will be reduced to 20 miles per hour. Peden says the change could serve to encourage parents to let their kids bike or walk to school.
If parents are uncomfortable having their children walk to school because there is a high volume and speed of motor vehicles, then those parents might start driving their children to school instead of letting them walk, which then other parents see, again, even higher volumes of motor vehicle traffic. If you've been around an elementary school in the morning, you know how chaotic it can be. Improving our school zones is one way to kind of try to shift that balance back so that more people are comfortable having their children walk or bike to school.
The length of a reduced speed zone will also be reevaluated. Peden says long, low-speed zones mean lower compliance. He referenced Templeton Elementary's low speed zone on Henderson, which is more than a mile long.
So people driving motor vehicles are much more likely to follow these laws when there's an apparent reason for the school zone and the reduced speed limit is only required for a short distance. Typically a school speed zone can be as short as 200 feet on either side of a crosswalk. So you have enough time when you pass the beacon, if you realize you're traveling too fast, that you can slow down before you reach the crosswalk, but it's not so long that you forget that you've passed the beacon or wonder why you're going that slow or accidentally your speeds drift up again.
The city is also proposing residential streets near schools that don't have sidewalks should have permanent 20-mile-per-hour speed limits. Peden pointed to the neighborhood adjacent to Templeton Elementary School.
So an example of a street altered for consistency is Palmer Avenue, which runs north-south just west of Henderson. It has sidewalks on part of it, but not all of it. And so we recommended just making all that section within the school walk zone 20 miles per hour. I also want to note, we could question, why doesn't Palmer extend further north with its speed limit changes? Or why isn't Dixie, which is a few blocks north, too included? And the answer is that basically we are trying to focus our current efforts on these school walk zones.
Select streets near Arlington Elementary and Bloomington High School North could also be reduced to 20 miles per hour. Planning staff would also like to see more flashing beacons in school zones. The beacons would flash for short periods in the mornings and afternoons when kids are most likely to be traveling to and from school. Councilmember Isabel Piedmont-Smith asked Peden for clarification, saying drivers ignore some beacons, but not others.
What kind of beacons are these going to be? Are they like the ones that are already being used near Childs and Rogers, or are they more like the ones when you try to cross South Walnut on Allen Street and everybody ignores them?
They would be similar to what you see on High Street. I think there's some near Childs, and there's also some near Rogers and Binford. There are a couple schools that have the flashing beacons. They would not look like the beacons at Allen and Walnut or 4th and Rogers, where you push a button and then they flash in order to allow you to cross.
Peden added the beacons will likely be solar-powered. Council members Chris Sturbaum and Isabel Piedmont-Smith remarked that kids can't always be counted on to cross in designated crossing areas. They propose staff consider installing flashing beacons at high-volume intersection of Henderson and Rogers Streets near Templeton Elementary. Referring to a map of proposed speed limit changes, Sturbaum said staff had focused on areas that are already calm.
I think if you look at the map that's up there now, the streets on the right-hand side on Stull and Park, you're pretty much calming dead-end streets. And then they do get to Davis, but that's a pretty dead area that doesn't have much traffic in it. And then the Dunn Street addition, which is all to the left of the school, is all calmed. There's not speeding in that. The streets are designed to calm. And this Thornton Drive, those are dead ends too. So you're sort of addressing all these areas where it's already slow traffic and then not addressing the most dangerous streets in the school that is closest. I don't think there's another school in the city that's as close to two high-speed streets as Templeton. So generalizations and concepts are one thing, but site-specific common sense is another. And I always think it's dangerous around that school.
Construction for the proposed project is slated for 2020 and will be paid for with funding already secured from the Federal Highway Safety Improvement Program. Council members conditionally approved the proposed code changes in a straw poll. A formal vote will be taken at a later meeting. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Carolyn Vandeweel.